I want to move on to the third chapter of our discussion, which is pharmacogenomics. And I'd love to dig into preemptive pharmacogenomics. Adverse drug reactions are the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. And PGx, people have been working on it for a long, long time, but it's still not the standard of care. And I'd like to hear your thoughts on how we reconcile that, if there is a reconciliation, and kind of where it's going in the future.
Yeah, I share that frustration with you, because I'm a very big believer in pharmacogenomics and think it could really, it will become a very valuable tool, but we are still, you know, along that pathway. I think there's a couple of reasons for that. One, obviously, is that because it's, I'll say, newer science, it's probably not to you and I and a lot of the listeners, but to the general public and to the regulatory organizations, and somewhat to even the legal organizations, it's still somewhat new. So they're still trying to kind of grapple with what to do with and how to. So there's definitely some kind of regulatory and legal education that we really still have to do to move things along. The other piece of it is we have to really become very specific about the benefits and use cases for each of these different kinds of things, because there's, I don't know, 300 plus, you know, different interactions that have been discovered and that have some, you know, varying degrees of research about them, but most all of them have fairly good research about them. But there's really only specific ones that really have a really significant clinical impact most of the time. And that's really important. And what we need to do is to make sure that it becomes just standard of practice that those that really have an important interaction are really pushed forward and made to show the benefit. The difficulty is, I think, we still kind of use too much of a shotgun approach where we show all the different variations, but we don't really show specifically how much of a difference is this going to make. The third, last two, I would say, are just the operational challenges. One is that how do you get this information into a prescriber's workflow so that the healthcare provider at the point of writing that prescription, it's automatically into their workflow. So just like when they write a prescription now, they automatically look and see what the allergies are, right? We have to make it that simple for them to be aware of this is what the potential drug and gene interaction is, and then what you need to do about it. And tell us at that point of prescribing, it's always going to lag. And then the last thing is, of course, on the other side of it, is that information then has to be available to anyone who's going to interact with it, with the healthcare provider, with the pharmacist, with the patient, so that they also have an understanding, you know, just like right now, if the prescriber prescribes a medication the patient has an allergy to, the pharmacist also sees that allergy, and the two of them kind of cross-check each other to make sure that they're aware of that. We need to get to a point where both the healthcare provider and the pharmacist have that information. So again, so they can support each other to help ensure that drug-gene interactions are identified and taken care of. So part of it is regulatory. Part of it is the actual development of the science a bit farther, and part of it is operational.